Daniel Davis, Book 1, Chapter 26 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of Venerable Bede. How St. Augustine in Kent followed the doctrine and manner of life of the primitive church and settled his episcopal see in the royal city, 597 A.D. As soon as they entered the dwelling place assigned to them, they began to imitate the apostolic manner of life in the primitive church, applying themselves to constant prayer, watchings, and fastings, preaching the word of life to as many as they could, despising all worldly things, as in no wise concerning them, receiving only their necessary food from those they taught, living themselves in all respects conformably to what they taught, and being always ready to suffer any adversity, and even to die for that truth which they preached. In brief, some believed and were baptized, admiring the simplicity of their blameless life and the sweetness of their heavenly doctrine. There was, on the east side of the city, a church dedicated of old to the honor of St. Martin. Note, St. Martin was regarded with special reverence in Britain and Ireland. Possibly some of the earliest missionaries may have been his disciples, for example, St. Ninian and St. Patrick. The Roman Church of St. Martin at Canterbury has been frequently altered and partly rebuilt, so that small portions only of the Roman walls remain. Roman bricks are used as old materials in the parts rebuilt. Built whilst the Romans were still in the island, wherein the queen, who, as has been said before, was a Christian, was wont to pray. In this they also first began to come together, to chant the psalms, to pray, to celebrate mass, to preach, and to baptize, till when the king had been converted to the faith, they obtained greater liberty to preach everywhere and build or repair churches. When he, among the rest, believed and was baptized, attracted by the pure life of these holy men and their gracious promises, the truth of which they established by many miracles, greater numbers began daily to flock together to hear the word, and, forsaking their heathen rites, to have fellowship through faith in the unity of Christ's holy church. It is told that the king, while he rejoiced at their conversion and their faith, yet compelled none to embrace Christianity, but only showed more affection to the believers, as to his fellow citizens in the kingdom of heaven. For he had learned from those who had instructed him and guided him to salvation, that the service of Christ ought to be voluntary, not by compulsion. Nor was it long before he gave his teachers a settled residence suited to their degree in his metropolis of Canterbury, with such possessions of diverse sorts as were necessary for them. End of chapter 26 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of Venerable Bede.